If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever.
Trisha is here today for the dumbest argument ever. Hi, Trisha. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Hey. What's going on? Are you having an argument with somebody?
Yeah, I need you to call my husband.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What did he do?
Well, you should know we've been arguing about this for 5 years.
Only five?
It's not so bad.
I know. My wife and I have been arguing about stuff for decades.
Well, we've only been married 5 years. But
oh, all right.
That makes sense then.
Sure does. Sure does. What are you arguing about?
I don't know if he does this to annoy me, but I can't handle it anymore, which is why I'm asking for your help.
Yeah.
He uses foil instead of saran wrap.
He uses foil instead of saran wrap.
Right. So, like, you know how when you have food?
Yeah, I have a lot of food.
Yeah.
Dinner's left over, whatever, and you need to cover it with something.
Right.
You use saran wrap.
Okay.
Or a baggie or some sort of Tupperware.
Yeah.
But this fool keeps using foil on top of everything, whether I'm there or not. And I've told him time and time and time again, foil is for baking. It's what you put down on the baking sheets so that things don't burn in the oven.
Right.
But he insists on using foil to cover up everything, all the food he puts in the fridge.
So you're saying you can't use foil in the fridge?
No, because it makes things go bad.
Oh.
It doesn't seal things into place. You're not supposed to put foil in the fridge. It's just for baking.
Well, no, I know a lot of people. Yeah, like I'll wrap up a chicken I got and throw it in the oven, wrap it up in foil, throw it in the oven to heat it up and stuff. But then I want to say I also will wrap up old chicken and throw it in the fridge, too.
I've definitely put foil on to, like, seal something up in the fridge, too.
Yeah, well, that's not how you're supposed to do it.
You're not. You're supposed
to. Sometimes you run out of stuff, though, you know?
Well, listen, y'all, I would get it if we had run out.
Right.
But we have so much saran wrap.
You sound like the kind of woman who has a lot of saran wrap, yeah. All right. What's your husband's name?
Bart.
Bart. All right, let's call Bart and find out why he's such a horrible husband.
Hello?
Bart, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, doing wonderfully. Thank you so much for asking.
Who is this, please?
Oh, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. She's my co-host and friend, in that order.
Hi.
Okay.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass. We're radio idiots, basically, from 95.
Oh.
Oh, that's, okay. Oh, that got it.
Okay, morning, guys.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Yeah. Oh, wait, do you have a minute to talk?
Sure, yeah.
Because we have your wife on the phone, too, Trisha.
Okay. Hey, what's going on, Trisha?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
She told us how annoyed she is with you for using foil to cover up your food.
What? Come on. What? You go to them for that? That's nothing.
Do you cover up your food with foil and then stick it in the fridge? Because apparently that's a big no-no, we're learning.
Hey, man, it works for me. I mean, my food tastes delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what's wrong with using foil, Trish? I mean, seriously.
Well, I'm glad you think your food tastes delicious, but it all goes bad the next day because it's not sealed properly. Y'all, let me just tell you something. The last time we went to a party, we had these delicious cupcakes.
Right.
And the host was nice enough to send us home with these delicious cupcakes.
Right.
And I said to him, I said, please, please, please don't put foil around these cupcakes if you're going to put them in the fridge.
Right.
Because it's going to make them get hard and go bad.
No, yeah, no one wants a hard cupcake.
Right. He didn't listen to me. He put these delicious cupcakes in the fridge. Next day, hard, bad, done.
And you're saying, and you're saying, had he put them in saran wrap, it would have sealed in the freshness because it's like a plastic layer seals in the moisture, whereas the tinfoil does not.
See, you understand. I don't know why he doesn't.
No, yeah. Well, I'm like the perfect husband. Hang on one second. Guys, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Can you guys hang tight 1 second?
Sure.
Yeah, 340-9595. Are saran wrap and foil interchangeable, or is one for hot and one's for cold storage? Hey, Brandon from Fleming Island, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What's up, guys?
Great, Brandon. What'd you want to say?
I think she should appreciate that he even puts the food away.
Yeah, for real though.
My fiance gets on to me about that all the time. She cooks for me, and I'm bad about leaving it out, even though she asked me to. You know,
you just leave it out. You're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
So she should just shut up and be happy that he's lifting a finger to help her.
Right.
Right, and he's not like you. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much. Just be happy you're not like Brandon, or your husband's not like Brandon.
He's essentially helping himself, though. He's not helping her.
Sherry from Arlington, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great, Sherry. What do you want to say?
I use aluminum foil for everything. I hate saran wrap.
Saran wrap is kind of the worst. Like, it gets stuck on everything, and it's like you can never get it out right.
Exactly. It always if I use saran wrap, I usually throw it back in the trash and grab my aluminum foil because it's just not functional.
I always get it stuck together. Like, it gets, if you rip off a piece, it gets stuck together, and then I can't ever, like, pull it apart.
No, you definitely need, like, hand-eye coordination to accurately use the saran wrap.
Okay,
but also,
we have that, Mark.
I mean,
we're not saying we don't have that. We're just saying tinfoil is easier.
Well, tinfoil also is easy to reuse. Like, you could open up something, take it out, and then just melt. You can mold it. It's malleable. Right. You just pinch it back together.
You technically need hand-eye coordination to use those type of things. I am very smart, and I'm a man, and I know everything.
I didn't say that at all. I'm saying, yeah,
you might as well have.
Saran wrap does require a little bit more, you know,
care. I don't have a man, but I rather just use aluminum foil because I have a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Absolutely right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 340-9595. One time I was in Jamaica, and they had like a little to-go hut for food, and I went and ordered some French fries.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said to the guys, oh, I want them to go. Okay. So he took the French fries out of the hot oil, put them in like a little French fry bowl, took a piece of saran wrap, laid it on top because I ordered them to go, and the saran wrap immediately melted on to the French fries. And he scratched his head, and he couldn't figure out what happened. So he took another piece of saran wrap and laid that one on top, and that one also melted onto my French fries.
Ew, then did you eat it?
No, I didn't eat it. Excuse me, can you get me some more French fries and please wrap them in foil
instead?
And
like not put like plastic all over my food?
But remember, I'll never forget the look on the guy's face. He puts the saran wrap and just melts into two pieces. He's like, huh, what happened there?
Oh my God.
WAB, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey man, this is Dalton. Love listening to you and Megan in the morning, Mark. Hey.
Oh, that's Dalton, awesome. we love being listened to.
That is true.
Awesome, man. Yeah, I'm actually calling in about the saran wrap and the tinfoil debate.
Uh-huh.
So here's my thing, okay? Me and my wife pick and choose our battles, and I just don't think that this is something that you should really be calling in and complaining about.
Yeah.
I mean, so what if he chooses to use saran wrap and she chooses to use tinfoil or vice versa, or whichever way it's going? Maybe she just shouldn't eat the food that he wraps in the saran in the tinfoil, and maybe she should just tell him, you can't eat the food that I wrap in the saran wrap.
No, that's a good, maybe like separate it in the fridge, because that leads to a healthy lifestyle and marriage.
Yeah, you know, like maybe have a his and her side or something.
Right. No, that's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, thanks for calling. By the way, when he says he chooses his battles, he means he chooses his battles, not his wife.
Right.
Women will, yeah. Jennifer from Orange Park, how are you?
Hey, good.
Hey,
Jennifer.
Oh, we're doing great. What'd you want to say, Jennifer?
Yeah, it's a dumb argument. What happened before saran wrap was invented? Tinfoil, aluminum foil. And saran wrap doesn't stick to every kind of container.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, if I have a glass bowl with salad in it or something, I'll probably lean more towards saran wrap.
Yes.
But if it's like an old sandwich or something, I'll just wrap it up in tinfoil.
I never even buy saran wrap.
You don't buy saran wrap?
No, I only have tinfoil.
Oh, well, there you go.
Tinfoil for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I probably use tinfoil more just because, but I do use it for baking. Like, that's the thing. If I need to, you know, if I'm making some chicken wings or something or warming them up, I'll throw them in some tinfoil, throw them in the oven.
That's what's great about it, though, is you can use it for everything.
Yeah, and then when the aliens come, you can put it on your head to protect from the gamma rays.
Oh,
never mind.
Yeah.
Sarah from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, Sarah. What'd you want to say?
This is going to be so condescending, but there's really no other way to say it. I'm a middle class white woman with all of the opportunities afforded to me that should be, and these are some serious white people problems. Let's are we running out of topics or something? Women are coming home going, well, I don't know, was that a date rape? I don't know, is my husband sleeping with a transsexual of Craigslist? And instead, we're talking about foil and saran wrap, guys.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. When you put it that way, I would much rather argue with my wife over that, you know, other than try to figure out if she's sleeping with a transsexual. But I see your point. I see your point. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, wow. I was way talking about taking it to extremes.
Yeah.
Steve from the beaches. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, good, Steve. What do you think?
Hey, I worked in a restaurant since I was about 14. I'm 38 years old now. And
oh,
I,
so an expert.
Really, yeah. Well, not, I wouldn't say an expert. But
well, dude, 14 years of experience. Yeah.
Pretty good idea. You know, and basically it just boils down to what you're wrapping. If it's something like produce or something acidic, you're going to want to use saran wrap. If you know you're going to heat it up in the microwave, then obviously saran wrap. If it's something smelly, you want to create a bigger, a better barrier for the odor with foil. And if you're going to use a conventional oven to reheat the food, then obviously foil would be a better option for you as well.
Look, that is very great advice. So you're saying anything citrusy or like produce, you would wrap in saran wrap. But if it's, which I think is
super fresh.
Yeah, or you put it in like a Ziploc. Like we do with the Ziploc bags a lot too, like onion and stuff.
Bags work as well.
But
that's
you're
what
saying
I put it in, yeah.
So a stinky food like let's say for example cheese, would that be better off in foil or saran wrap?
Yeah, foil better for cheese. If it's like fish that's just going to leave in the fridge overnight, you probably don't want the fish stinking up every other food in your fridge. So,
right.
You know, foil is going to be better there as well.
Cause that's weird because they wrap fish in paper when I buy it at the store.
Yeah, the wax paper. I actually enjoy that.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks for calling. Look at that. We got a pro opinion there.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at superiorplumbingjacks.com.